Promises, promise. As I mentioned, we will start now. Thank you very much, Van Morgen, for your patience. If you look at the world map of science, you can see new fields of science emerging. It is these new fields that speakers of our third plenary session will explore. The focus will be on the new possibilities and research procedures these fields provide. Speakers will include Sir Brian Hoskins, director of the Grantham Institute at Imperial College London, Mr. H. Jeff Kimball, professor of the California Institute of Technology, Mr. Vijay Chandru, chairman and chief executive officer of Strand Life Sciences, Professor Richard A. Matisse, dean of the College of Chemistry, University of California at Berkeley, Mr. Stanislas Dehaene, professor of Collège de France, and Mr. Peter A. Singer, chief executive officer of Grand Challenges Canada. And may I ask Mr. Werner Arber, Nobel laureate and member of the steering committee of World Science Forum, to preside over our third plenary session. Thank you very much.
Well, good afternoon. Please excuse me for the delay. I was just enjoying a very nice lunch and hadn't seen my Swiss watch, which was rapidly advancing. This afternoon, in this session, we will have a thematic approach. What does that mean? We will see what are the reasons why new fields of science show up. We have seen this morning already, there are some social, political needs because of activities of civilization, like unexpectedly, mostly unexpectedly, causing climate changes by human activities. So scientific community is asked to think about that, making seriously founded reflections and experiences and conclusions. There are other reasons for emerging fields. And quite importantly, when new approaches to investigate scientific questions show up, methodologically, like, for example, imaging. You know, imaging has originally been by our own eyes, then by optical microscopes, electron microscopes, further down and down to the level of atoms, and it continues to go into subnuclear, as physicists now investigate in the CERN in Geneva. On the other hand, we go further distances in astronomy and astrophysics, by having more powerful telescopes and other gadgets to see what happens there. In the field of life sciences, genetics has advanced by being able to go down to the molecular levels of genetic information, cutting that into fragments, sequencing them, and nowadays, it has become very easy to sequence whole genomes in practically no time. I always make the comparison of the linear genetic information with the linear information which we have in our own writings. So E. coli bacteria, the genome of E. coli bacteria fill about a full book corresponding to the content of the Bible, which is remarkable. Higher organisms have several hundreds of these books in their encyclopedia. Human beings in the order of 700 books, and some plants even, unexpectedly, may have larger genomes than we human beings. So how do you determine the linear sequence of letters like the human genome with our means? And within the last 10, 20 years, we have made enormous progress. So new questions come up, we can ask new questions, new answers. And this afternoon, we cannot deal with all of these possibilities, but we have just selected examples. And I would like to call as a first speaker Sir Brian Hoskins. My guess is he will speak on climate change.